like the music.
I do too. This is Jack Hanna's zoo music.
The animals like this. It calms them.
Kind of golf-like. Welcome to the Masters.
They should have Jim Nantz say, welcome to Jack Hanna's phone.
Yeah. This is what it sounds like when you get a massage. Yeah, lower. Lower.
Could you not do that when Jack gets on the line?
Jack Hanna!
Jack Hanna!
How you doing?
You old son of a gun. How are you, sir? Are you in town or are you at your Montana retreat this week?
No, I'm in Montana right now doing some stuff with the wildlife guys here. And then I go up in the glacier here to lead some people up on a hike. So other people, you know, worry about the bears and stuff like that. They don't have to do that. You know, worry about driving a car, much less a bear coming after you. Yeah. So anyway, I've got to do that today with some people. And then did my voiceovers for a TV series yesterday, and then just continue to work.
How many TV shows have you had? If memory serves me correct, 3 total, and one's like off, and then you have 2 going on?
Oh, yeah. In other words, we started about 30-something years ago with Zoo Life, and that was from California. Then we went into Jack Hanna's, In the Wild, Wild Countdown, another one. So, yeah, we do the In the Wild and Wild Countdown ABC and the In the Wild syndicated. So we still spend a lot of time, you know, filming the shows, and it brings quite a few people, millions of people. Into the city, I think. So I've enjoyed it. Columbus has been so good to me. As you know, it's going to the hospital there, Nationwide Children's Hospital is what brought us to Columbus real quickly. You've heard my story.
Right.
We had a leukemia and brain tumors, and that hospital has saved your life along with several others. Can you imagine how blessed I am to have my daughter today? After going to St. Jude, they sent us to Ohio, and Ohio was looking for a zoo director, basically. And so Sue and I have been so blessed with the city of Columbus and the people that live there that we just can't ever thank them enough.
Well,
we love you. You are part of our family.
No doubt. You are such a great ambassador for the city of Columbus. And when you think back of the growth, because this September will be your 40th year, I'm reading here, and we'll talk about some special things going on at the zoo. But 40 years, the changes in Columbus that you've seen must, just amaze you.
Well, it does amaze me, because when I got there, this is a true story. I got, you know, some guys at other zoos, like in Chicago, all the other places, and some of the guys I knew that headed the zoo, they would call me up and said, why in the world did you go to Columbus, for God's sakes? It's, you know, they weren't being mean. They said, that's just Ohio State there, that kind of thing. You know, I lived it. I went to Muskingum College where I met Sue, and I came back to Ohio because of Julie's cancer or leukemia.
Yeah.
But anyway, I loved Ohio over there, and they came back. They said, why would you, what are you talking about? Oh, that's Ohio State's what's here. And, of course, now they're eating the crow right now, because Columbus is one of the top 10 cities in the country growing now. And I'm so proud to be from Columbus on day one I got here.
Hey, and Jack, let me interject here. Torg and I, we were waiting on hold and we were talking, the zoo, world class, one of the best in the world, of course. I'll tell you what, I went out to the wilds for the first time.
Oh, it's so great. I went there last year.
That is amazing place out there. And now they're putting in a hotel. Did I hear that?
Well, right now they've got some lodges in out there and stuff like that. We built 3 or 4 more. And, if right now I was somebody just won the lottery or something, I'd put a big hotel, a motel type of, up in a lodge type thing.
Absolutely.
Someone else in the wilds, you kidding me right now? The wilds is something they're talking about all over the world. It's, American Electric Power gave us that. And look what they've done, helps every animal there is endangered or extinct in the wild, every animal out there. And they're not another place. I mean, it'd be one other place in this country that has something like this. And right now, everybody says, I don't know, it's so far away. Look, I love it when people tell me that. It's Columbus Zoo when I got there. Oh, the Columbus Zoo is way out of town. Yeah, Well, let me tell you something. Columbus Zoo has been able to grow to be one of the largest in the country, and we didn't necessarily go for that gold, but we did it. Our African Belt, there's nothing else. And I'm going to brag again. Our African Belt, I've never seen one like it in this country as far as in a zoo, because you don't see any towers, you see no buildings. You can take a picture out there of that African Belt and send it to your friends. They'll say, where were you at? I've had this happen to me before. Betty White, real quickly. Betty White came there to cut that ribbon, if you remember.
Yes.
She's a dear friend of mine. She cut that ribbon. She said, Jack, can I sit out here by myself? I haven't told this story, by the way, I don't think, on the media. She said, yeah. I said, yes, but you've cut the thing. You've taken pictures with everybody. It was about 5 o'clock at night when we first opened the African Belt. She sat there in a chair. I said, okay, I'll be back. I was watching her. She said, Jack, I never could go to Africa with you, but now. And I walked up to her about 20 minutes later. She had a little tear in her eye coming down. She goes, Jack, I have now been to Africa with you. This is unbelievable. And that was what, and it was really emotional to see her joy and her beauty of looking at that thing. And never being able to go to Africa, I have now been here. So, I'm just so proud of the Columbus Zoo. It is my life. And you know, it's just is unbelievable. That's all. And yes, I do celebrate 40 years in September, and that's just hard to believe, you know, that everything has not gone by. It's just that I've just been, you know, my whole life is a Columbus Zoo. I mean, I can't, you know, TV is something, okay, big deal. I mean, you know, Letterman 30 years, 100-something shows,
right.
America, all these shows. You do James Corden now, and that's all fine and dandy. But, you know, I never wanted to be on TV. My wife will tell you this. It just so happens either I'm crazy or something. David Letterman, you know what he told me on the last show? You won't believe this. He and I battle every, because, you know, I got paid $75 sometimes, maybe $100. That's still some money. But the advertising he did for our zoo was, you wouldn't believe this, wads of money, well over $1 million over that 30 years. If you had to buy the time on that show, on the last show, he looked at me and goes, hey, Jack, you know what you are? Real nice. Hey, Jack, you know what you are? Oh, what, Dave? You're nothing but a walking encyclopedia of misinformation. TV. You're not too bright either, Dave, because I brought a pygmy hippo and an ostrich. You can't remember what I brought on the first show, Dave, but I brought that on there, and you thought that hippo was a pig, you idiot. I do the same thing.
Yeah. If Jack Hanna were to look at his cell phone, and you know a lot of famous people, who's the most famous person in your cell phone? You like scroll down and go, there's President Obama, there's Betty White,
there's David Letterman. Yeah.
Anyway, it's just, you know, it's just been a dream of mine to have be blessed to in Columbus, Ohio, again, to have my daughter and have been a part of the Columbus Zoo and watch what it's done, the wilds. Oh, the water park, for example.
Yeah.
You know, I knew that, by the way, I knew the water park was coming in for the guy in Cincinnati. He built one down there. I heard about it. I went to the, and by the way, Franklin, the county, all surrounding people there, the city of Columbus, I don't know how to ever thank them. Mel Dodge, who's no longer here, was like my dad. And then, of course, I can sit here and mention company after company right now. I can't do that because there's so many companies
sure.
that built that zoo. And it's just been something that's in disbelief when people call me. They say, Jack, how'd you do it? How'd I do it? I didn't do it. Columbus, Ohio, Franklin County, the counties around us, the companies in Columbus, that's who did it.
Now, but, I was really pleased when you decided to keep the golf course. Ty over there has done a hell of a job. Was it ever on the table that was going to be more exhibit, or is that a possibility in the future?
You just said exactly what I was getting ready to tell you. Yes, some of the board members, way back when, they said, boy, we've got this golf course. We can now just have this zoo go out there and just really be something else. And here, yes, the Nicholases are friends of ours. I don't throw names around of who I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they love animals. They're at that zoo every day, all the time. The family of someone is in that zoo when they have a big tournament over there. And so this is way before I got – when I first got there, let's put them aside later on. They love that zoo. We got a lot of PR of the people in that golf tournament. But here's the thing. They said, no, we got to make that into animals. I said, look, I don't play golf. I don't know anybody other than my dad in Tennessee. And I don't. I think I love watching it on TV, but please don't do that. This thing is known throughout the state of Ohio. And by the way, several years ago, I think I'm right, it was voted one of the number one public golf courses in the state of Ohio and the most played. I don't know when this was.
It's a lot of play.
Exactly, and it's beautiful. It's just like the water park. Remember, you remember when I got there, what was over there? It was just a bunch of trash.
Yeah, it was. What was that called? Wyandotte something? Wyandotte or Wyandotte Park?
Yes.
Or yeah.
Yeah, they would say sometimes, well, there might be some drugs going on over there. Might be this, might be that, all kinds of stuff. I said, well, I don't know. I'll go over there and look. And I didn't see. It was not very clean and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to knock it. I'm just saying it didn't look like much. Then, of course, we had that company Texas come in there. And they built a little park over there that's pretty good. All of a sudden, we said, we can do something like this. And then all of a sudden, the board member, no, we need to expand the zoo over in there. I can't remember who it was. And they were doing nice, no problem. I said, look, a guy in Cincinnati built a water park. They're going to come here and build one. I just found out. If they build a water park, I'm telling you guys this right now, it's not going to hurt us. It's just going to be stupid not doing it because right now, you saw this summer how hot it was. Well, yeah. That kind of hurt the zoo attendance, but boy, that
water
park that we have. Unbelievable. We had like 8, 10, I don't know how many people, thousands in there at one
right,
time.
Right, right. It's
yeah.
a hit.
Jack Hanna's with us, by the way. You recognize the voice. Hey, Jack, from a zoo point of view, a hardest animal to put in a zoo setting to domesticate like that. Is there an animal that's harder than others to get in that setting?
Yeah, my daggum wife, that's who.
You haven't domesticated her yet? Is that what you're saying, Jack?
Oh, my gosh. I just went and looked inside the house. She thinks it's funny sometimes, and sometimes she doesn't. But you won't believe this, though. Obviously, in a few months, it'll be 50 years we've been married. 50 years.
Congratulations.
Wow, that's awesome. Hey, Jack, everybody knows when you walk around, you know, the hat, the shirt, the shorts. Do you have, oh, like, 20, yeah. 20 pairs of the same outfit?
How many khaki outfits do you own?
I can't believe you just asked this question. In Montana, I have two of them. Now, those are the ones, the two or three I have out here, are the ones over the years. Like, for example, you know, I don't mean no, it's nasty. Just might get crapped on and can't get the stain out and stuff. I bring them out here in Montana.
Penguin poop.
We have the same problem.
I know.
But, you know, on Letterman, I love to go on Letterman with like, stains all over it because he would always make fun of me. So I'd say, oh, Dave, I have my best ones on. Are those your best ones? What about Good Morning America? Oh, they're much better than this, Dave. They've never been pooped on, so don't worry. I just can't do the show.
Jack, I know you've been a friend with QFM 96 for many years, and when we had studios downtown, you would always have a pocket full of those Madagascar hissing cockroaches that you would bring
God,
in.
I remember that. Oh, my God.
And just to let you know, when we moved out of those studios downtown on Gay Street, and this was in the early 90s, and we moved to studios off Dublin Road.
They found one.
They found one. They lifted out the control board downtown, and one of your cockroaches got away, Jack.
Yeah, there was one. There was one living down there.
Oh, gosh. You know, I can't say it's not true because I was so proud of my cockroaches because I don't have, you know, they're easy to take care of. Yeah. I got in trouble on an airplane once. They got out of my pocket, two of them, and they screamed, and then they got real, I don't know, they got upset. But they didn't know it was my cockroach. I felt guilty. I said, hey, look, I'm Jack Handler. Give me the cockroach. I'll take care of it. Let's just, because if he throw it in the toilet, I made this up, he could swim away. I just made that up.
Jack now, and his cockroaches. That would make a great children's
book.
Yeah,
now they charge you cockroach fee. Damn airlines.
Hey, tell us
about that. Yeah.
Tell us about the Outer Banks, the new exhibit.
Well, it's going to be something else. You talk about the one with the different types of animals are going to bring down there on site over toward the water park.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to have animals exhibits there. For example, you walk down and see things like we used to have in the nursery many years ago. Look through the windows, see some of these newborn animals. You'll see some animals Susie Rapp does for a lot of the shows we do. And then the beautiful the animals they're now getting down in Florida from the oceans of the world. So it'll be out. It's going to be, we don't know if it'll be this fall or when it's going to be. I don't know. They're working. If you've ever seen it, it's like a huge building. It's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be one of the nicest exhibits you've ever seen.
How much more land do you have outside? Forget the golf course, but do you, because you're actually the concert venue's on the other side of the street, how much more land do you guys have to expand?
Well, up there at the African Velt, where you've seen it, back in there, about 20, 30 acres of woods. Now, one of the ideas that Tom Stoff, the CEO, has, and some other people, is to put in an app, like in Africa, when I go there, or Tom just got back, you sometimes stay in these tent camps, which are five-star tent camps.
Right.
But a lot of tent camps we stay in, but more filming, we don't do that, but some people want to do that. So what we want, Tom and I thought of, is go back in there and put about four or five really neat ones back in there, where they're back in there by themselves, like we get in the jungles where we are when we're over there in tents. And go back in there, let people overnight stay there, take them on night runs out there in the belt, see how the animals are at night. And that's an idea he's working on right now. So that's another great thing that could happen. So,
wow, it's, you know, amazing.
So it is amazing, and you know, the land we have, that's Africa, and you know, my gosh, the Columbus Zoo is now probably one of the biggest in the country. I mean, it could go in the top 5 or 10 in the entire world, and not because we ever wanted to do that. It's a matter that we were able to do that, and thank goodness, thanks to, again, the county, the city, all those folks around of helping us get that land to put the African in, that whole big farm up there, and I'm sure we still have areas there. So,
right.
You know, it's one of those things. We're just very lucky, that's all.
Jack Handa, before we let you go here, is it true back in the day that some monkeys once got out, swam across the river, and were walking around Shawnee Hills? Is that true back in the day?
Yes, it's true, all right. Yes, it's true.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be
great? No one would help us. We tried to put the hose in the big old, it's a big island of these monkeys. And I just put the hose in there trying to help the guys. I went to go to home that night, forgot about the hose. All the monkeys, they're swimming. They came across here, came up the hose, took off. I don't know, about 20 of them. I caught, like, Mel Dodge. He said, Jack, what are you doing? I don't know. I left the hose in there, daggum things. I didn't know they swam. And they got loose.
They swam.
Oh, my gosh. And we caught maybe 12 of them. I don't know. The last one we caught was in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow. That's...
Yes, it went to a police's garage. We actually dressed the guys up like golfers because at that time in the summer, they were going to people's, you know, eating gardens and kept on going up 71 North. They followed it. They didn't get in the road. They would follow that path, two of them. And we got one of them halfway up there, And they were on golf courses a lot for some reason.
Wow.
So oh, my.
I dressed the keepers up like golfers with their little tranquilizers, like a golf club, in their backpack and their packs. Oh, God, it was funny. And we caught the one in Cleveland, though, inside of God's garage, and that was something else. But, I just didn't. well, I'm not a monkey expert, okay? I can't know everything. I tell David Letterman. He said, Jack, look, Dave, there's 10,000 animals in the zoo, and there's tens of thousands of millions of them in the world. I cannot know everything. he said, Jack, you don't even know what a giraffe is. Yes, I do. So don't make fun of me. So anyway, he was always doing that stuff.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for your time, and we will see you for your 40th anniversary in September at the zoo.
Well, that'll be great. Now, like I said, I want to give a little bit of credit real quickly here to Sue, who's been married 50 years to me, and she's only said no one time to me, by the way, when Animal World. We have had camels in the house, cats we took care of, tigers, maybe all kinds of creatures, and the only time she ever said no to me, and this is true.
When we were going to come over?
No, I tried to get her to breastfeed a baby chimpanzee because it wasn't eating.
Wait, Jack, wait a minute. Go back. You tried to get your wife to breastfeed a baby chimpanzee.
Yes. What happened is, in Knoxville Zoo, the two chimps she had twins.
Ouch.
She wouldn't have taken care of them, so I brought them home in Tennessee to our cabin, and I was trying to feed mine the bottle up on the steps because the mother just turned them down, and we don't ever like pulling animals like that. We had to. I'm trying to feed the chimp. Sue's sitting on the floor there with my middle daughter, Suzanne, breastfeeding her, but her chimpanzee's eating right out of the bottle. So all I did is I just looked over and I looked at it and went, oh, she said, no way, Jack. I didn't even get to answer.
She cut you off.
Women, what are you going to do?
Honey, I'm not asking the world. Just breastfeed a chimpanzee.
Oh, Jack, you are the best. Thanks for sharing.
Yes.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you so much, sir. Oh, funny.
That was great.
He's an iconic figure.
He is.
Boy.
Yeah, Jack Hanna with Torg and Elliott, QFM 96.